God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Are you all happy?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, people. Are you happy?
Yes.
Yeah. We ought to be happy because today is Sunday before Thanksgiving. Yes. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So welcome to Lenexa UMC and to our worship service. If you are visiting, feel welcome and feel in the presence of Jesus Christ. And please take a moment to record your presence and then pass the bag to others sitting next to you. In front of me today, there is no screen. So people, if I keep looking here, don't think that I'm preaching to you too much. I'll be trying to look at that screen. Yes, so welcome. Let's rise up and worship God and give Him glory and honor.
Let's sing our praise.
Join me for the call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord. Great are the works of the Lord. Full of honor and majesty is the work of God. Come and worship God with gladness and thanksgiving.
Blinded eyes will finally see, the dead will rise on the shores of eternity. The trump will sound, the angels will sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am going home.
Every teeth are golden, every beard is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home,
where the fear is gone. I'm in your open arms, where I belong, where I belong. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm on my way. I'm going home. worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like.
Amen. What are our celebrations today? Well, let me highlight on a few celebrations in the bulletin insert. And first, our wonderful people here, Jenny and Brian, are having wedding anniversary on Wednesday. Oh. Amen. And also, we are thankful for all that God has given us and celebrate this time of thanksgiving with family and friends. And I'm also thankful to our God for the blessings of your giving to this church this year, although we are still behind the budget. In order to meet our goals for this year, including 100% of our mission share, we need approximately 75,000 by December 31st. Again, thank you for helping us fund all of the ministries supported by our budget. Amen. And prayer request, let's pray for those who are not feeling well. And also pray for me. I'm going to Kenya next week for 2.5 weeks. So when we sang that song, I'm going home, I'm going next week. Yeah. Let me give you a moment of silent prayer. Talk to God, pray for those unspoken prayer needs and celebrations. Our dear Heavenly Father, it is with humble hearts that we come to say thank you for all the many ways you have blessed us. Lord, just saying thank you doesn't seem to be enough for the many times you have shown us your love in many ways. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for showing us love through Jesus Christ, through our fellow believers, through those who volunteer to do different things in the church, such as doing repairs, mowing the lawn, cooking, teaching Sunday schools, answering phone calls, doing paperwork, sending encouraging cards, ushering, leading worship, singing and doing PowerPoint. Thank you. Thank you because you always provide somebody to do something whenever there is a need. Thank you for those who are visiting with us today. We pray that you bless all of us together. We want to lift up also those who are traveling to visit with families and to have celebration of Thanksgiving together. We pray that you be with them until you bring them back to us. Lord Jesus, we want to pray also for those who are not feeling well. We pray that you bring restoration to them. We pray for those who are feeling lonely around this time of the year. We pray that you be present with them and wrap them up with your loving arms. Lord Jesus, we lift up this service into your hands. We want to pray that you bless every part of this service and even the remaining part of it, we pray that you bless. For I pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. For all of our five senses that perceive creation around us, we are grateful. For the treasure of loved ones who encourage us to be who we are, we are grateful. For the eyes of faith, for seeing and believing in the presence of God, we are grateful. For the messengers of God, people, even written and spoken word that came to us at just the right time and helped us to grow. For God calling us to walk with our gifts, grateful that we can be of service to others. That we have the basic necessities of life and the means and the ability to hear the cries of the poor and respond to them. Amen. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's rise up as we continue to sing.
Our first scripture reading is Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with the steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with God, with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. Just to make it sporty, our second reading is Colossians 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother. To the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Kostolae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up upon you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth and the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with the strength that comes from the glorious powers, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, with joyful giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Good news for the for God's people.
Thank you, Charles, for reading the Word of God today. Let's pray over the Word of God. Father God, we want to thank you for the scripture that has been read before each one of us. And I want to pray that also that you bless us through the message you have laid in my heart, my Lord, my Redeemer. Amen. So today we will be focusing on the theme of thanksgiving. What do you think when you think of Thanksgiving Day? Is it food?
Yes.
Family? Football? Yes, for some, Thanksgiving Day is all about those things I have mentioned. It is about long weekend. For some, Thanksgiving Day it represents history, pilgrims and Native Indians. For those of you, who like shopping, I think it represents also Black Friday. Right? By the way, how many of you have gone to Black Friday? Yeah, I know that, You don't want to admit, huh? I know some of you have gone, most of you. Because I found out that in this country, it is like a ritual. It is like a passage of rite. At some time in life, somebody must have gone once. Yeah, I have gone once too, and I was like, this is the first and the last. I'm not coming back. It is very rough. It is very messy. But for those of us who profess to follow Jesus Christ, Thanksgiving Day is not just a time of food, time of football, family, and Black Friday. It is not just a holiday. Every fourth Thursday of November. It is not limited to a day at all. For God's people, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day. I have to tell you this. One day, a teacher asked her students to list what they thought was the seven wonders of the world. And kids started raising hands. Some say it is the Great Canyon. Some say it is the Egyptian Great Pyramids. Some say it is the China Great Wall. Some raise hand and say elephant, tiger. And there was a little girl who didn't raise her hand and said anything. And the teacher asked her, "So, what do you think? You haven't said anything." And she said, "There is a lot going on in my mind that I do not know which one to say." And the teacher encouraged her to go ahead and say something. And the little girl gave the seven wonders of the world as to see, to hear, to laugh, to touch, and to love. I have to tell you that we have so much that grace our lives that sometimes we take it for granted. You know, I was not thinking of that as seven wonders until I read the story of that teacher. So we have a lot to thank God for. There are so much that grace our lives on a daily basis. And I think David has the right idea when he preached to himself in Psalm 103. And we can read again, verse 1 to 2, where he said, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Yes, most of the scholars think that the book of Psalm was written by King David. And for your information, Psalm is a song. It is a song sung by King David. Notice that David reminds himself of all that God has done as he praises him, and as he also reminds us to praise God in the following way. And that is the first, the next slide. He said, "Praise the Lord and count your blessings." Yes, praise the Lord and count your benefits. So King David is reminding us that it is a prayer of nothing. It is a prayer of nothing but praise. A pure praise to God. There is no supplication, no complaint, no request, and no petition in the prayer. David was so overwhelmed with God. He was so overwhelmed with God's blessing that he could not give, that he could give a pure praise to God in the prayer. Yes, We are not told the circumstances in which David wrote his song, but it is not difficult to tell or to imagine that he was oppressed. We have heard in 4:6 that we just read that King David talks about justice for the oppressed. So King David had gone through a lot. He had been oppressed in one way or another. Looking at his life, he counted his blessings instead of counting or complaining about his problems. He gave a pure thanksgiving just like a little kid. Have you ever listened to children's prayer? You know, they pray a sincere prayer. Yes, this week I was reading a little book written about children. And there is this lady who invited people to her house for Thanksgiving. And when they were seated around the dinner table, it came to a time where they were ready to eat. And she asked her little boy, "Hey, honey, would you mind saying a blessing for this food?" And the little boy said, "I don't know the words." And the lady told him, "Just say what mommy always says." And the boy started praying, "Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people? Multiply this food." Amen. That was a sincere prayer from that little boy, although his mom might have been complaining in the kitchen while she was cooking. Yes, you are probably going to be hosting maybe family members for Thanksgiving this coming week. Do not complain to God about your family members or your friends. Remember what King David did. He gave a pure thanksgiving to God without complaining, without petition. So out of his heart came a prayer of praise. If you ever have a problem, remember what King David did in Psalm 103. He gave a pure thanksgiving to God, even in the midst of oppression, even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of suffering. I can see David being full of emotion here in this passage of Scripture. He's full of emotion and passion in praising God with all his heart. He would probably have a difficult time in our churches today in the way he could sing. King David was an ancient Hebrew musician who could sing with feelings and conviction and with all his energy. King David was a wonderful man when it came to praising God. So these words we see in Psalm 103 were joyous. They were a joyous song of praise to the Lord from King David. They were full of life and energy. They were part of his thanksgiving to God. And this leads us to the second slide. Praise the Lord and give him thanks. Praise the Lord and give him thanks. And the scripture there in the Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5 says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that springs from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true messages, message of the gospel. Yes, as we have heard from that scripture, it indicates that Apostle Paul reminds us that thanksgiving needs to be a major part of every prayer. King David did it. Jesus did it. And Apostle Paul did. Interestingly, the word thanks used here comes from the Greek word that is translated as Eucharist. The exact same Eucharist we used in reverence to the to our Lord's Supper. So basically, our communion is a time of thankfulness for what Jesus did for us on the cross. Amen? Now, Paul never visited Colossians. Yet what he heard about the believers there made his heart to rejoice. And so should we. When we hear something good about someone, then pray for them and praise the Lord because of them, just the way Timothy and Apostle Paul did. So when writing a letter in ancient time, after the opening salutation, it was normal to add a few words of thank you. So Paul too liked to start with thanksgiving word. Verse 3 says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word we there in the verse probably refers to Paul and Timothy. Paul and Timothy are directing thanks where it should be directed to. It is God the Father of Jesus Christ whom we should give thanks and not ourselves or anybody. So Apostle Paul and Timothy were doing the same. They were not praising themselves or giving thanks to themselves, but they were giving thanks to God. They were giving credit to God. So why do Apostle Paul and Timothy give thanks to God for the Colossians people? Why? Verse 4 says, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all saints. Verse 5 says, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven. There are three very important words in the verses, and that is faith, love, and hope. So we are all familiar with these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, and where it says, and now these three remains, faith, hope, and love. This may have summed up for Paul the essence of the Christian life. This could have been a common way of describing the Christian life in the early church. If you have faith, hope, and love, then you are a Christian. So what does this imply? I believe that faith, love, and hope is one. They are related. First, 5 says, the faith and love spring from the hope. So they are connected. So that means believers' hope in what God will do in the future leads to a greater faith in God and deepening love for other believers. And that is what made Apostle Paul and Timothy to give thanks to God for the Colossian people. So let me close by saying this. The book of Psalms and Paul's letter to the Colossians applies to you and me. You can be so very thankful for what the Lord has done in your life, despite the losses, despite the difficult year you have had, despite the challenges and oppression you might have experienced this year. So you might sit around the dinner table on Thursday and you are like, what can we really thank God for? Celebrating Thanksgiving this year might be very hard for some of you. Maybe you are too far away from your family members. You might have suffered some losses this year. You might have had all kinds of challenges in your life this year. But let me tell you something. Mature Christians can see the love of God in everything God has given us. The air we breathe is a gift from God. The cool weather that we have is a gift from God. 5 common senses that we have is a gift from God. And every moment of existence is a gift from God. You wake up in the morning alive is a gift from God. Amen. Let me tell you this. A number of women were surveyed as to what they were thankful for. And they said, for teenagers, because they give parents an opportunity to learn a second language. For husbands who do repairs around the house. For children who put away their things and clean up after themselves. So, ladies who are here this morning, what are you thankful for? Fathers who are here this morning, what are you thankful for? Children who are here, what are you thankful for? I don't need an answer for that right now. You can give an answer at your dinner table on Thursday. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. So now is the time for our tithes and offerings as we continue to worship God. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the way you have been with us up to this moment. Thank you for the message you have brought to us this morning. Lord, as we bring an offering to you, we want to bring also our hearts to you this morning. We pray that you help each one of us to give you our hearts as a living offering. Lord, thank you for those who are able to bring the offering to you. I pray for them that they can totally give themselves to you too. Lord, we want to also thank you for reminding us through the message of the blessings you give us every day. And sometimes we take them for granted. Lord, we want to thank you for the gift of life that we have, the free air we have, the five common senses that we have. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even as we go into this Thanksgiving week, we pray that you remind us and help us to be conscious of your presence and blessings upon each one of us. Be with us, watch over us until we meet again. For I pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen.
The benediction.
go forth into the world and be thankful to God for His love and yours forever. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. Amen.
Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I